Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Miracle Soup. This is episode 67. And today's podcast, man, it's Wednesday. So honest to God here, I am really, really pushing myself to record this. Usually I like to do episodes in the morning, right? With my coffee after a nice meditation. This is Oshala. Hey, boy. Normally, I would get really frustrated with Oshala when I'm doing a podcast, but I'm not getting frustrated with animals anymore because this ties in. Go on, boy. Go on. Go sit down, guys. Go on. Okay. Maybe if I move somewhere where it's not leafy, it'll be a little bit less loud. So anyway, the reason that didn't happen in the morning, which is the prime time for creating a podcast, is because last night we experienced a horrific tragedy. Months ago, we were gifted two beautiful little kittens, Honeytail and Oakley. And Honeytail is a little like fluffy black cat, and Oakley is this like most angelic. It's like one of those creatures you find from, you might see in one of those Miyazaki movies, like the Japanimation Studio Ghibli movies, you know, like Spirited Away or something. Just like one of those magical creatures from another dimension. She was white with sort of beige tan spots that sort of melted into the white fluffiness. And she was very little and her eyes were bright blue. Her nose was black and kind of her muzzle was black, dark, but she was very white. And my daughter, Leia, likened her to a lightly roasted marshmallow. And her other name was Marshmallow, as a matter of fact. So this cat was just, we just knew the whole time, like, there's something special about this cat. It's like those blue eyes and that white fur, and so small, and she was so, just so sweet, and such an amazing purr on that one, man. And then I get a call yesterday from Leia, from my daughter, and she's like, there's something wrong with Oakley, and she's crying, she's like, Oakley is like foaming at the mouth, and she's all acting weird, and shaking, and everything, and I'm like, oh, man. And then Leia's like, maybe she got into some weed because that happens to animals around where we live. And that's really scary, but they always bounce back. But you can kind of tell with the weed poisoning or overdose because their back legs kind of buckle if they've eaten enough. And they look really, their eyes roll back and they look like they're going to die. But there's something about the vibe, you can tell they're going to be okay. With Oakley, it was like, nah. Now she's foaming and convulsing and shaking. There's something else going on. Poor, the sweetest little creature. So I'm like, Leia, I'm at work. I don't know what to do right now. Like, you know, let's just pray that she's going to pull through this one and her body can metabolize the poison. And so then I'm at work and then I freaking check my email like a little bit after because I was just on the phone with supposedly this person from Coinbase. Right? The crypto fucking, pardon my French, but this is going to be a little bit of a raw topic for me because I was on the phone with supposedly a agent from Coinbase who was helping me with fraud protection, and he was the scammer, just getting my info and freaking liquidated my checking account by buying like $1,000 of Bitcoin. And I'm like, oh dude, that all literally happened at the same time, like literally within the same hour. So I got a lot going on. I get home, I'm like, great, I just got hacked. Get home, Oakley's there just panting and in so agony, so much pain, and just hey, so much pain, just whining, you know, meowing, and dude. So So I'm like, oh man, I can't even deal with this right now. So kind of like I'm giving some comfort to Leia and the cat and kind of get on with my day and then get, you know, with my evening after work. And then what happened was I smoked a little herb, you know, kind of calm me down. I read some Course in Miracles. And in the Course in Miracles, it said this profound thing that I was on the page. Course in Miracles says in chapter 14, fail not in your function of loving in a loveless place made out of darkness and deceit. For thus are darkness and deceit undone. Fail not in your function of loving in a loveless place made of darkness and deceit. For thus are darkness and deceit undone. And this really just like, it's kind of like this sucker punch from the page that Jesus gave me from the Course in Miracles. Because I just wrote a post on Substack, on my Substack, about that, about this kind of what if like scenario, like what if we're actually like these little emissaries of light, or these little parts of the light of love, of God's love, sent to this remote corner of the universe, this little place called Earth, this forgotten little corner, sent here to illuminate the darkness and to dissolve the fear. And that's our function. Like, what if that's like our mission? We're like these, little foot soldiers, you know, sent in to dispel the darkness and to shine where there's darkness and fear and sadness and ignorance and all these things that are like totally freaking, you know, just run rampant all over the planet. And I've been really like playing with that. And then I was talking to my friend Nirma about that, and she's like, what if we're literally said the same thing, like what if we're just sent here to just to shine love where there's fear and darkness. And we were talking about that, like, yeah, that really seems kind of like what the function is, like what we signed up for, this mission to come down and to shine. And then I was just thinking about that, and then this pops off the page, and I'm like, oh man, dude, in a world to shine this light in a world of darkness and deceit. And there I was, dude. I mean, I thought for sure I wasn't going to get scammed. I'm like, I can tell when I get these calls. I can tell when I get the emails. I can tell when I see the fake scammer email or page or whatever it is. And it's like, I've always thought, man, I really feel bad for these older people who like might not be able to see, you know, this deceit and this trickery that these like really clever scammers are up to and have invested tremendous amounts of resources to really unfold this like dark web of manipulation and lies and theft. And I'm like, God, I feel so sorry for these people. They must be getting scammed left and right. And then it just happened out of the blue. It just happened. I got the email from Coinbase supposedly telling me, oh my God, there's been a $1.01 charge to your account. You know, you know, contact us. And then I get a call, and it's a machine that says, this is Coinbase. Please push 1 if you want to receive a call from somebody to, you know, verify this transaction. So I'm like, I push 1, and then the guy calls me. It felt so legit, and he was sending me links that looked just like Coinbase links, sending me emails and shit just like Coinbase emails. I couldn't tell a difference. And then it was like right after I got the phone with him saying, I do not approve this $1.01 transaction. It was right after that that I checked my email, and it was like 3 charges of totaling $1,000, just Bitcoin, Ethereum, just trying to wipe me out. I said trying because those fuckers did not wipe me out, man. I got my ass over to the bank. I was on the phone. I was like doing forensic financial freaking investigation with the tellers at the bank at my credit union, and there were sweet angels from heaven like so into helping me out, and we got it, and we ended up doing all this forensic investigation and finding different whatever transfer numbers and this and that. I don't really want to get into the details because it was super geeky, but we did it. And when these hackers finally when the money was finally getting pulled out of my account, because it takes a few days for the transaction, like cleared through Coinbase, but then it took a few days for the transaction to clear through my bank. And in that little window, luckily, like I was on it enough, and my bank account, we closed it down, shut it down, and they couldn't get my fucking money. Om Namah Shivaya. Those dear aspects of my own being who I am here to illuminate. Back to the Course in Miracles. That was a real test, though, because, man, I even said to my friend, I was like, dude, screw the spiritual stuff. I want these people to suck. Like, I hate these people, dude. I hate them. And they just really, like, how much pain they've caused, like, pulling all my money out and what that's doing to my kids. And I got to pay for my cat at the vet who's, like, dying. And like, what are you thinking? Like, what is with your decrepit soul? Like, in that moment, I just wanted them to feel pain. And I wanted them to, like, suffer and hurt. That's exactly what Jesus is saying in the Course in Miracles. It's like, bro, fail not in your function of loving in a loveless place made out of darkness and deceit. For thus are darkness and deceit undone. And in the Course in Miracles, Jesus is always talking. He's like so much. He's just like pointing out. He's like, this world of illusion, it's not where you want to invest your energy. Like, this is not the place to look for salvation. This is not the place to look for happiness. Like, you are here as a missionary, essentially on a mission, as an emissary of light. Your function is to forgive. Your function is to spread the light. And that was a big test for me, man. That was a pretty big lesson, because I'm pretty pissed, because I was literally talking to the scammer. And I feel so stupid too, because I was like saying, hey, yeah, man, thanks for your patience and thanks for doing such a good job at your job. And, where are you located? Are you in the UK? And he was like, he was in the UK. And that should have been a giveaway right there, because they're always from the Philippines or India. You know, if these companies hire out, they don't hire out like people who speak with like a British accent. And also, just so y'all know, don't ever answer a number that you don't recognize. Ever, 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 ever. Even if it's like a text or email comes through saying, urgent attention, your account is being compromised. Da-da-da-da-da. Pick up the phone or whatever. Don't ever answer it, and don't ever give your information out. Instead, like, go right to the institution. Or just have enough security on your cyber world, whatever, that you know that you're like, you're ironclad, more or less. And it's bullshit. So, this is one of those episodes where I'm really pushing myself to make the episode. I'm not feeling like it's really together. I've had a horrible, rough, tear, snot, drenched last 24 hours. I don't even have my microphone. I even was given a beer by my friend, which, bless his heart, I didn't really want to drink, but after the end of a day like that, man, sometimes you just gotta crack open a cold one, if you know what I mean. And I drink very little, so my tolerance is like embarrassingly low. One beer is plenty for me, let me tell you that much. So that was lesson. So that's all happening on top of the fact that this cat is just suffering and in such agony. And I love her so much. And I don't know what it was, but I think part of it, what was making it such a grief response in my body, because it was quite the grief response. My father, bless his soul, who rests in peace in the eternal heavenly realms. I didn't cry a fraction for him like I did for this kitten. She's like 6 months old or something. And I mean, like, I was like, oh my God, the channels, the hose is open and the grief is just pouring out. Because what happened, I smoked a little herb, took a few hits of the bowl, and then I was reading Course in Miracles. That phrase jumped out at me, and then I fell asleep, like feeling kind of peaceful. And then I hear Leia, my daughter, 14-year-old, get up, and she's like, "Christoph, this is so hard for me. You know, Oakley's in so much pain." So I get up and I go, and we just both sit with Oakley together, and we just were just like, sobbing. So, but me, I felt like I was kind of almost like embarrassing her, because I just started going deep, man. I put my hand on her and I was like, "Oakley, I love you so much." And then it just went so deep. It was like all of this grief. I don't even know how I had in me. It wasn't even just this little kitten. It was all the grief of just all the shit that I've been going through for the last 2 months, all the challenges, this like heavy depression I've been experiencing for like the last couple months, all the sadness, all the confusion with the mother of my daughter and everything, and the things in Israel, and, you know, just other people's sadness, and just all of the, just that crunch of life, and just the frustration with myself and the lack of self-worth and being hard on myself for not having like my career where it should be or whatever that means, or, you know, another like whatever. Yeah, I don't even want to get into it all, but it was just like all of it, dude, from a chunk of my life, like a chapter that's been really difficult. And then this kitten dying, I was almost like, I started to see it as like this weird cosmic sacrifice. Like, she came incarnated for this brief time to have this tragic demise so that I could heal, so that I could release all this pain and suffering through grief. And I felt so much gratitude for her. And then I'm like thinking like, oh great, how am I going to tell my 5-year-old, you know, like she's already lost like 5 cats. Cause I mean, that's the thing. We live in the woods. We live in a forest. We live out in nature, like in the hills. And I don't know, cats don't last long out here, man. They just don't. There's mountain lions, there's coyotes, there's apparently what it's like, there's fucking gopher poison. Jesus Christ. Oh, brutal. So brutal. And then in my deep, like deep grieving, I mean, I was like convulsing with tears and blowing my nose like gallons of snot. It was so, so much of a response of grieving. And then Rain and I, we've been watching this incredible show called Life on Planet Earth, narrated by Morgan Freeman, directed by Steven Spielberg. If you haven't watched it, I couldn't give anything a higher rating. Like, there's not enough stars I could give this show. It's fascinating. And basically, it does its best to describe with, like, lots of wonderful CGI and just, like, amazing narration and wonderful storytelling. It narrates the story of literally life on Earth from when plankton first emerged in the oceans. You know, from even before that, when it was just, like, this, like, fiery furnace everywhere, just for millions of years, it was volcanoes just like spewing lava all over the earth. And then finally, like, somehow, I don't know, water happened. And then there's like oceans, like millions of years it takes to get to that point. Millions more years. I'm talking millions. Okay. This is crazy because we humans, we've been around for like what, 200,000 years? Or something like that. And as like civilizations, it's just not been that long. Like we're talking millions upon millions of years. So finally, like life emerges and the plankton finally like starts photosynthesizing the sun's energy and creating oxygen. And then that like, you know, is like, whoa, then all this plankton's going off everywhere. And then all of a sudden there's oxygen. All of a sudden stuff can grow and the land can be terraformed. And then like, you know, so you have like these first original, like little single cell, like plants. And then it's like mosses. And then amazingly like ferns are developed or like emerge. And then, you know, different little, it takes so long though. Like so freaking long, millions more years. And finally, like there's this one little like fishy thing that, you know, it's actually jellyfish are like the first ones to actually be able to float around in the water. And then you get to some point, I don't really remember because, whatever, but you get to this point where all this has happened and then boom, there's an extinction event where 60 to 90% of life on Earth gets destroyed. You fucking kidding me? So there's been five extinction level events, you know, and like one of them is like all this stuff happened. Finally, like there's lizards on the earth and they were able to crawl out of the water, walk around, do this shit. You know, think of all of the struggle that life has to take to get to that point and all of the death and sacrifice and families and kids being born of these little organisms and finally like learning how to adapt to these extreme conditions and whatever. And then extinction level event wipes them all out. 90% of life on Earth done. And then millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years more. And then like somehow finally miraculously like dinosaurs have their time on Earth, right? And then dinosaurs are thriving for like 200 million years. And all of a sudden, meteor, bam, crashes into the earth, causing this like unbelievably catastrophic freaking death cauldron wave of heat and molten furnace fire that just destroys like 80% of life on Earth. All the dinosaurs are gone. All of them. And then some creatures were able to survive through that, like, miraculously somehow, and it was, like, the mammals, you know, it's, like, smaller creatures who were adapted to, like, this new version of planet Earth, and then, like, they take over, and then, you know, millions and millions of years, they're doing their thing, and then, bam, Ice Age, everything, like, for some reason, like, carbon dioxide levels, like, plummet, and because of some probably like little microscopic organism started to take over and carbon dioxide levels plummet and then boom, Ice Age, everything freezes, like the oceans freeze and like everything dies. All ocean life dies. All of it. All of it. So you start from scratch again. And I'm like sitting there with Oakley feeling so much sadness and so much pain. So much love for this one little creature. And then I'm thinking like, this is one creature out of the countless billions and trillions of amazing creatures who have died on this planet as life evolves. It's staggering. It's staggering to me. Absolutely staggering. And we're just part of it. We're just part of it. And the thing is like, nature just doesn't fucking care like we do. Like, it just doesn't care. Which is weird, but maybe it does care, but it's just on such a bigger, more expanded level that it sees that nature, the consciousness or the intelligence of nature sees the trajectory of where it's going. So it understands that, like, death is just an inherent part of creation. It's just part of it. But doesn't make it any easier. And then we ended up, you know, getting up this morning and I called the vet. And I'm like, oh, dude, because I kind of knew. I'm like, oh, she's not coming back from this one. Oakley's not coming back from this one. We need to put her out of her misery. She's in so much pain. It was so hard to watch. Oh. But I couldn't. I was like, yeah, I could go ask my buddy to borrow his gun. Or I'm going through these things like, how do you kill a cat, right? Like, drown it? Oh, dude, I could. I'm sorry. No. Smash its head? No. Shoot it? I'm like, that's probably the most humane, but no, screw it. I'm going to shell out. I'm going to drop some cash to have this thing just like pieced out with some ketamine and some like whatever they shoot in them, right? So she's got a peaceful way to go because I can't see this amazing, beautiful creature just get like smashed up and decimated. And so I'm like, we go to the vet. I'm like, this, we want to put her to sleep because she's obviously got into something. And this is the thing, dude, with medicine, with humans. I wish we could just appreciate death more. Because even though it's so hard, like the level of grieving that I felt, it was so all-encompassing. Like I felt it to the deepest depths of my being. To the deepest depths, the core of my isness. And it was really painful. I couldn't even see. Just consumed in grief. And not many people probably want, like, who wants to go there? But you know, it's just like, it's important, dude. It's something. It's healing. And when we're equipped with that capacity for a reason. So I go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, well, it's very possible that it's not poison. I mean, we can't really determine that it is poison because with rat poison, they usually, you know, it causes internal bleeding and they die much, much more quickly. And it's not actually as painful. So it's my assumption that she fell out of a tree, perhaps. And this is a trauma-related response. And you'd be amazed how well cats, especially younger cats, can heal. And so we'd really like to keep her here for the day and put her on some pain medication and da da da. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, well, you know, okay. Maybe there's a chance of Oakley living, but I fucking knew it. Just like I knew it with that scammer when I was on the phone with that motherfucker, I knew that he was not a good vibe. He was not good because I kept asking him questions like, how are you? Where do you live? What's going on? How you doing? And he couldn't be real with me, you know? And I got that weird vibe. I wish I could learn to trust that vibe, but I'm whatever. I'm letting myself off the hook because I'm learning. Anyway, so this is what this doctor said. So they tried all this stuff, and Oakley just prolonged Oakley's suffering. I mean, sure, she was on drugs, but I don't want her to. That sucks, dude. I wish she would have been like, way, honestly, it's not all about money, but it would have been way cheaper if you just listened to me and put her like, oh, this cat's really in bad shape. Let's just, yeah, it's time to go. You know, tune in to that instead of being all in the scientific, you know, I'm a trained vet. I know what's right because I have a degree, and I kind of wish I had just bit the bullet and taken her life before, you know, not gone. And literally, like, I dropped $500 so Oakley could just be alive for a little bit longer. A little bitter about that, but it's like, I'm bitter at myself because I don't know things more. Like I wish I knew these things, but I only see them in hindsight. And that frustrates me. I wish I was wiser. I do. I wish I was wiser. And I wish people didn't use gopher poison because it's irresponsible and dangerous to life. And life is precious. And if a small little kitten like that can bring so much healing and so much joy into a family, into the life of a family, then like every one of us has that function, you know, and we do, whether we know it or not, but we all bring so much to the lives of the people in our lives, to the lives of our loved ones. And often we have this, you know, it's just all over social media and YouTube and all these seminars and what we've brought up, what we've learned in schooling is like, oh, you have to make something of yourself, and you have to, and what are you going to do? What are you going to achieve? What are you going to create? And da 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 da. How many letters are you going to get after your name? And money and money and money. How much money do you make? And have you really left your impact on the earth? And it's like all this external stuff, and it's not fucking important. That's not our worth. Like, our worth, we already have it. We're already inherently bringing so much to the planet just by existing here. And I know maybe some of you might think, oh, that's just, you know, whatever, new age thinking or whatever. And that just is like permission to just be lazy. Who cares? Be lazy. But let yourself off the hook. And I'm talking to myself especially as well. But let yourself off the hook if you don't think that you've accomplished enough, or you're on the right path, or you haven't made enough money, or you're not like living up to like Tony Robbins standards or whatever the fuck self-help gurus saying, you know, you got to do to wake up at 5 a.m. and cold plunge and eat keto and everything, like all these standards we set on ourselves. But just, we're here, dude, and we're connected to people. And whether we or they realize it or not, we're having an enormous effect just by existing, an enormous impact, and an enormous contribution. You know, I've been listening, I still like listen to so many of these near-death experience podcasts, and one of the common themes with people who get really depressed, and sort of like a marker to know, like, if you start thinking this way, then you really need to do something. It's when people realize that, when people start having thoughts that say that other people will be better off without them. Like literally, like, it gets to that point of depression where people think, like, my kids are going to be better off if I'm dead. And even maybe, I'm just saying that, like, that kind of thinking can creep in. It might not be so overt, but that kind of level of lack of self-worth can kind of sneak in more subtle ways, where we just don't think that we're really like that important, or we're that worthy, or that we're really having, like, that we're really supposed to be here. I know I've felt that a lot. But the truth is we're, every single life on this planet is so sacred, and we're so interconnected. And that's the gift that Oakley gave me, man. She like, just by her existence, like, she didn't do anything special. She's just a cat. Just herself alone as she is. It was like an incredible gift to me, my daughter Rain, who's 5, who, man, that's going to be, I'm not looking forward to giving her the news on this, you know? So anyway, I've been walking around this spiral now for the last 33 minutes. Finish my beer. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Whatever. Hit the subscribe if you want. I don't really care, because this really helps me. And I'm going to keep showing up on Wednesdays, even if my cat died and my account got hacked and whatever. I feel like I have nothing to say to the world, or I feel like a total, like, spun out nuthead. I'm still going to show up on Wednesdays, and I'm going to keep showing up on the Saturdays for the Substack post. And there's a lot of other stuff I could say about logistics, about all that, but I'm not in the space to talk about anything other than just like what's fucking alive and real in me right now. You know, whenever we lose someone we love, it's just always such a good reminder to treasure and honor life and just be kind to our animals, be kind to our kids. We're not going to be here forever, so be kind to yourself. And love yourself and just give yourself a break. Let yourself off the hook. You're so much more already now than you think you need to be or should become. And with that awareness, you'll give yourself permission to do the things that nourish you, whether it's writing or podcasting or music making or dancing or traveling or cold plunging. I mean, whatever it is, or eating keto or eating vegan, doesn't matter. It's just like you're following the impulse to explore and experiment and enjoy your life and enjoy people and enjoy being here. Because in the big cosmic scheme of things, life on planet Earth, millions and millions of years of evolution, what's the point of every one of these organisms that's ever existed? Trillions and trillions of life forms have existed. And what's their function? It's just to be who they are. To carry out their role in this wild story, this wild saga of planet Earth, and just to be the best little tadpole, or to be like the most jellyfish you can be as a jellyfish, or the most saber-toothed tiger you can be saber-toothed tiger, and the most human you can be human. And what does that mean? And what does that mean for us now in this current age with cell phones and technology and videos and recording and distributing information and content creation and all this stuff? Like, I'm not going to answer that because that's for you to answer. And I'm exploring mine. I'm doing my best. But for me, it's about feeling what's happening and feeling that grief and loving that animal and loving your kid. Loving your mom, your friends. To me, being human is about loving. It's about being authentic and shining the light in these dark places. I really do appreciate every one of you for listening. If you've listened this far, have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day, evening, morning, whatever illusion of time you're experiencing in this moment. Many blessings and joy. Enjoy the company and enjoy your life. All right, peace.